Hello, Marinelle. I'm very well. And yourself? Yes. I think I'm 99% sure that I'm going to go with that Rambler. Yeah, I went back and you know the neighborhood in that cul-de-sac is not much different from Carter Street from what I saw. Yeah, it's a better zip code, but the neighborhood is, well, it's what it is. A lot of transient folks. Yeah. I went back over also to the Rambler and I feel peaceful there. The area is just it's a quiet place. That alleyway is only a one-way in. It goes down to a little river, a creek, and so there's just no traffic in there. The backyard felt very peaceful again for me, and I'm more and more convinced that's where I need to take a shot. Thinking that I'll take another hard look at USAA, but they still want the 10% down, and I don't think that's that's not my only option. Steve Caldwell is telling me that there's a VA no-no still alive and floating, and it's at 5 3/4, and that's what USAA was going to give me is 5 3/4. So I'm not losing anything going VA no-no, except closing costs. You bet. And so I think that's kind of where I want to go is approach the bank and say, and Steve is also very condescending about the asking prices, even with the bank. He said that in his business, as he does that for business, he said he wouldn't offer them their asking prices. Yeah. I think that would be valuable. I want it and I would pay what they're asking, but I think there's some wisdom in looking at it and seeing if, you know, they can't do anything but say no if they don't like it. If I got to turn right around and bring another offer, I can do that. I'm not talking about going to them and insulting them. I would definitely take a look at what has sold and knowing a little bit more about what structure. I'm not giving them anything for that. I want it, but I'm not giving them anything for it. Yeah, well, I guess the addition is not complete. So I won't feel bad going and offering them 140. And if they don't take it, they don't take it. Like I say, they can't do anything but say no, and it's not like it just went on the market this last week and somebody's gonna snap it up. So yes, I would like early this week to get an offer done. Is there a time that's good for you? Well, let's take a shot at 10 o'clock Monday. I walked around it. I'd kind of like to go back in there if I could and walk into that kitchen again, see where my math was lost up. Yeah. Was that AMN? AMER. AMER. Okay. Yep, I got it. America. Yeah. Alrighty. I'll probably do that, and then let's plan on 10 o'clock tomorrow. Yes, absolutely. I had a question. I did get to look at it a little bit, and I'm not going to go line by line through it. That gets obnoxious. But it does, it, at least what I'm reading, is pretty emphatic about 3% for the broker, and I know that's your paycheck. I guess I'm just concerned, is the contract saying that if the seller does not pay that, am I on the hook for that? Okay. All right, and I guess that's, you know, I'm a muzzle not the ox fan, but then again, You bet. Oh, yeah. Check twice. You bet. Let's just for an ankle, and I've got to get on another project here. I'm thinking that I'm going to go at 140 with a 5% down. And if they would like to carry that paper, I'm interested in having the bank write the note. If they're not willing, I can do others, but that would be the preferred, to keep it all in one house and make it happen quick. No. Okay. Now I can provide that from USAA, but I would prefer not to at this point. I think I can do 5% money, and then I don't have to sell that lot in Maine. Selling the lot in Maine would make a lot of things comfortable for me, as far as I'd have cash to do the kitchen with, and not have to budget through it. But it sells my lot in Maine, so I guess I'd like to approach them first and see if they'll carry it, you know, on a 5% down in the house. Who's carrying it? Pre-approval to make the offer? Okay, then I'll get you the pre-approval from USAA, and that'll just be where we'll start from. And between you and me and the kitchen sink, I'm going to change that funding source. But that's why I got the pre-approval, was so that I had something in my hand. Sure.
There
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Gorgeous. I'm sorry. I can't have you and the kids move out here because the life is just, it's a Sunday afternoon for crying out loud. Can I settle down and put some lessons down for my kids? No, because I'm busy answering the phone. And David wants to have a heart-to-heart. That's all good, but I miss you. And I gotta do some other things too, but I wanted to call you back. Are the kids okay? David, about life and relationships and... Yeah, he's just... Should he be thinking about going forward? And he's got a girlfriend that's been around for 6 months. And said he was going to go to Kansas, and would she want to go along? She said, sure, what do I need to buy for the trip? And so she's very interested in him and very sweet girl and not hard to look at. But he's worried because there's no passion, there's no fire. Well, you know, what do you want? You know, you've tried love relationships that are based on fire and passion and emotions in the past. It's not a way to get there from here if you're looking for a long-term thing. So, I got two lessons put together, one on the drosh, the little lesson before the lesson was about our standing in God. So I did a little bit on that, and then I did one on Rosh Hashanah, the day of preparation. And now I got ones to do on Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Yom Kippur is the Jewish New Year. It's the Day of Atonement. Celebrating the provision of the ram on Mount Moriah. And then Sukkot is the Feast of Tabernacles. Trying to put them together and not sound like Al Gore, because I sound like Al Gore. It's pathetic. Yes, from the evening before. Before sundown, you have to have all the baths done and eat and brush teeth, and then not anything, no water, no food, no nothing, until the evening of Yom Kippur, until the sun goes down, and then you have a feast. And brush your teeth. Specific direction about, the people recognize medical issues, and I think we're still working on assimilating chemically challenged children. I'm not saying that God can't provide for them, but I think it'd be kind of a crush this year to go 24 hours. You might do it, you know, get them up before dawn and feed them and go through the day. And you know, it's Eliana who's probably the hoarder in chief. Unless, of course, maybe she's not interested in running away anymore. I love you, baby. At least we can talk about this is what the Jewish people do. And we are not Jewish. We are Christians. We celebrate that Christ changed the requirement. So these are not laws that we have to obey. They are lessons that we have to learn. Different if we were here in fellowship with Jewish people and people that are living and trying to live up to this. But we're there where if you say Yom Kippur, people go, oh, that's a Jewish thing, isn't it? We're trying to teach the kids that these are celebrations, these are holidays, and they're holy days that are God ordained as opposed to man, human created pumpkin celebrations and witches and black cats. So I agree. I think making them things the kids are going to dread at this point would be counterproductive. Sunday, baby. I love you, princess. I have a pre-approval from USAA. It is Sunday. Yesterday was Saturday, and those are very hard days to find alone. Tomorrow, during banking hours, I'll be working, so I'll be trying to find a loan tomorrow, but it's going to be subservient to getting other things done. Hello, this is Daddy and David.